Hi, this is Lisa Meyerson, and welcome to the Sabian Podcast. Today I'm going to do a preview of the coming week from November 7th until November 13th. And looking at the week ahead, I'm seeing that from actually since October 19th until November 13th, Chiron has been retrograde at 10 degrees Aries. And just to keep in mind, it's actually at 9 degrees, but with the Sabian symbols, you round up to the next degree, unless the degree is actually at 9 degrees and 0 minutes, which it seldom ever is. So looking at that here, and the Sabian symbol for 10 Aries is a teacher gives new forms to traditional images. I've been seeing that this particular time. We've been talking a lot about climate. With Chiron on the mundane astrology level, I often see Chiron as an environmental placement. And where Chiron often will be in the sign that it is, the environment will be affected in that way. For example, Chiron is currently in Aries, and that's a cardinal fire sign. And since we've had that placement, there have been a lot of wildfires and talks about global heating. The idea of, you know, just things like firenadoes and really horrible, devastated fires that have completely decimated entire communities. And so as long as Chiron is in Aries, I believe that we'll have this issue and we'll be learning about this issue. And also with Chiron here in this degree, we've had the climate summit, and it's in this symbol until November 13th. And so there's been a lot of conversation about climate. I believe that the Greta Thunberg speech where she said blah, blah, blah happened around this time. I can post a link to that. We had at this time an election, and a lot of the climate change candidates actually won. I know that a lot in the news is about how poorly the corporate Democrats did, but the ones that were for a Green New Deal actually won. About 68% of the candidates who were running actually won. So the majority of them did. And one of them's name is Richie Floyd, and he won for council member of St. Petersburg, Florida. I believe it's St. Petersburg. And he is a science teacher. And so I think it's totally appropriate for this time. And he also was an aerospace engineer. So congratulations to Richie Floyd. And that type of thing, in terms of personally, with Chiron here, that is the wounded healer. On a personal level, it would be a good time to be open to new ideas and to maybe read a book on self-help from an author you haven't read before, and look at somebody new for some fresh ideas. So that's Chiron. And then Lilith is at 13 Gemini, actually right on my moon, from November 4th until November 12th. And what is today? November 6th. And Lilith is the outsider, and oftentimes somebody feeling like they've been sort of cast out. And the symbol is a world famous pianist giving a concert performance. And that degree for my moon is really appropriate. I played piano throughout my childhood. We had a piano in the basement, and I had played since third grade on, and it was a great place for me to escape and I loved music growing up and loved classical music. And, ironically, I don't play piano these days. Well, I don't have a piano in the house. I'm sure I would if I had one around. But I actually prefer other types of music, but I still like certain music, classical musical composers. But yeah, Lilith here at 13 Gemini would be an outsider. And I Googled pianist, and I can't believe this, but a day ago there was actually a pretty macabre story about a pianist who actually stabbed somebody to death. This is quite shocking. And he was Zachary David Hughes. He's a classical pianist trained at Juilliard. He, oops, there's a paywall there. He apparently it was a tiff around free concerts, and it looks pretty disturbing. Like kind of perfect actually for Lilith on this degree. Let me see here. Looking at his motive. Here, it's so horrible. Yeah, so anyway, I can't really see what the reason for this was, and maybe I'll post an article around this and check on that. But it's just interesting to Google pianist, and it's like the perfect Lilith in 13 Gemini story. And I really wonder about that. Oftentimes, I'll look at Lilith as somebody who has a lot of rumors spread about them, or somebody who has gone off the grid. But this is also very, very appropriate for a Lilith placement in this degree. And then on November 13th until November 21st, Lilith will move to 14 Gemini, and that is two people at widely different points are in conversations with each other by means of telepathy. So that will be the next symbol. So stay tuned. Let's see what happens with that. And then the North Node at 2 Gemini from October 31st until January 4th, so a couple days ago. Was at a north a nervous gentleman dressed in an elaborate Santa Claus costume is filling Christmas stocking secretly. And the South Node was to Sagittarius, and that was the ocean covered with white caps. And I found that fascinating because there was an Indian film that just came out called Sardar Udham Singh, about a revolutionary freedom fighter who was a Sikh man in the Punjab area of India, who was he was a witness to the Jallianwala massacre in the Punjab area in Amritsar. And the movie is starring one of my favorite Bollywood actors, Vicky Kaushal. And it's a really good film. It's actually a bit long. It's 2 hours, I believe, and 41 minutes. It really shows the aftermath of the massacre. It shows the massacre and the aftermath of it. And it's a really difficult story to watch. But I feel like it's an important story because it's what brought Gandhi onto center stage. It's what made Rabindranath Tagore, what made him give up his knighthood. He won the Nobel Prize for literature. He was the first Asian man to win the Nobel Prize for literature, and he was knighted by the British government, and so he gave up his knighthood after that massacre. And that massacre was a big catalyst for British independence. The reason why I bring this up is because the North Node at 2 Gemini is actually right on India's ascendant, and the South Node is right on India's descendant. And it's funny because that idea of a nervous gentleman dressed in an elaborate Santa Claus costume. I look at how they talked about Gandhi, how he was often described wearing a diaper, and that some of the clothes can be considered, so somewhat unusual. And I mean, according to Western standards, and that was the first way that he was perceived, in the media, So just thinking about that, ironically, that happens to be India's ascendant. And I also think about this filling Christmas stockings secretly. Just the Indian culture is just so full of so many beautiful earthly delights. But also in the British and Portuguese, and I believe the Dutch colonists looted India, and they're known for so much looting. And when I went to the British Museum in London, one of the I think the first thing I did was exclaim, "Theft!" Because you see just all of this. It's like so opulent when you go in, but you see that it really was things that were taken from other places that they colonized. And then the South Node at 2 Sagittarius, around the same time on the descendant of India, the ocean covered with white caps. I look at that too as this feeling of purity in the caste system, and dividing things up. And so some of the ocean covered with white caps I see as this feeling of wanting to be pure and wanting to be of a higher caste, wanting to have this hierarchy. And that's actually one of the symbols in Narendra Modi's chart. So just something to think about. On a personal note, I am really not sure what this would mean, except I can read about this in Linda Hill's book, but let's see here. Going into 2 Gemini, that would be wishes fulfilled, the longing for superficial gratification, gifts being dispensed, receiving from unknown sources, giving for no particular reason or thought. A reward for oneself, rewards coming, making surprise visits, token gestures, furtive acts, charity, philanthropy, masturbation. I don't know where that comes from, but secret affairs, the need for quick gateways, surprise parties. The one thing I would think here would be at 2 Gemini to give something anonymously, to donate money anonymously, or a service, to find a way to be generous to others without them knowing that it's you. I think that would be a wonderful way to express this North Node. And it's actually here until January 4th. So I think that would be a great thing. It's wonderful that we're filling Christmas stockings secretly. From now through the Christmas season and beyond the Christmas season. And it's also a great way to start the Diwali holiday. And also it started on Halloween, and we're giving out candy on Halloween. So that's really nice. And then the South Node would be what not to do or what to move away from. And it'd be kind of the path of least resistance. And the caution here is getting fussed and irritable over nothing, or least over little. Nervousness, which is funny because nervousness is in the North Node symbol, whipping up emotions and reactions, overdoing things, not knowing how to rest, responding too readily to external conditions, gathering gloom. So I would say, you know, interestingly enough, the full moon was a large disappointed audience, opposing the sun, which was a man in deep gloom. Unbeknownst to him, angels are coming to his aid. You know, just thinking about that, some of us have been kind of blue lately. Some of us have been extremely disappointed. And I feel like the way to counteract that will be through acts of service. And we've got plenty of time to do that until January 4th. So maybe make a list of things you'd like to do for others. Like, would you like to donate money to a homeless shelter? Would you like to spend an hour at a soup kitchen and not brag about it to anyone? You know, just go and show up for the service. But that would be a great, great way to express this time. And then moving into Pluto. Pluto is at 25 Capricorn. And let me see here. Pluto, on a world level, can stand for nuclear power, upheaval of government, terrorism, lone terrorist attacks, mafia, and drug lords. It can be people in power. It can be power and control issues. It can be perhaps fascism, like absolute power corrupting absolutely. But I also look at Pluto as what doesn't kill us makes us stronger, or sometimes actually what doesn't kill us makes us somewhat debilitated. And that symbol is still in 25 Capricorn, an oriental rug dealer in a store filled with precious ornamental rugs. It's there until from August 12th until November 30th. And that is the coronavirus symbol. That was the one of them, the first one, I believe, when Pluto went into this degree. In February 2020, that's when we really became aware that we were having a really big problem with this pandemic. And it was arriving from China, coming in from Asia. And, you know, as though it came in on a magic carpet is the way that I like to see this. You know, and interestingly enough, in my profession, I'm a Chinese medicine practitioner. And we're actually looking at striking the word Oriental from our profession and trying to find a different name for the profession. So that's interesting that while Pluto is at 25 Capricorn, we're working really, really hard on that. And that's been a conversation actually since last year and before. So since Pluto has been in this degree, it's actually been in our conversation on our national association level. And then Pluto at 25 Capricorn is just a few degrees away from the natal Pluto of the United States chart. And the United States is having its Pluto return. So this is the first time in the history of the United States that Pluto is coming back to its original place. And Pluto conjunct Pluto can be this symbolic death of our country. So if things are looking really depressing and hopeless, that's why we're having our Pluto return. And we're going to be having this for quite a while. I think it's until 2023. And so don't despair. Or if you despair, watch a lot of comedy. Or maybe move to another country that's not having its Pluto return. But just understand that part of why America looks so terrible and why it seems like we're in a place of like death and doom and gloom, also why we seem to be really destructive in other countries as well. I'm kind of tired of our foreign policy, to be honest. So anyway, that's the Pluto return. But this particular placement of Pluto at 25 Capricorn is, to me, one of the coronavirus symbols. And then Neptune, according to the mundane glossary that I'm looking at, can stand for socialism and programs related to the well-being of the less advantaged, drug companies and drug problems in the population. I also see it as some collective disillusionment or disillusionment. And Neptune is currently opposing the Neptune of the United States, and it's squaring the natal Mars of the United States. And the last time it was here, we had the Dred Scott decision, which precipitated the Civil War. And the time before that, that there was what we call the Neptune half return, where it's exactly opposite of Neptune, so it's halfway before returning. The last time it was there before the Dred Scott decision was the Salem witch trials. And Neptune has been at this degree over the last year or two, at 21 Pisces. It's retrograde now. Neptune moves really, really slow. And the symbol is a little white lamb, a child, and a Chinese servant. And when it has been here before recently, we've had a lot of the QAnon conspiracies, like the Wayfair conspiracy, where people thought that Wayfair, and I believe that George Soros was involved, where Wayfair was selling furniture and really selling children. And the furniture was a cover for the children. Like the January 6th insurrection, the Russiagate conspiracy, and as a story of a current Neptune transit, one of the like the main source for the Steele dossier that pushed the Russiagate story was actually indicted by the U.S. federal government. So that happened recently. And I haven't heard of any QAnon conspiracies lately, but I've also been kind of out of the loop of that just because it's been hard to keep up with. But that's one of the things that I believe came out of this Neptune opposition to the natal Neptune of the United States and square the natal Mars. And on a personal level, I would just say with a little white lamb, a child, and a Chinese servant, you know, I would just say to avoid, to try to be as factual as you can, avoid advertiser-based news, whether it's Fox, which a lot of my friends think is terrible, but also advertiser news is still like MSNBC and CNN, and NPR even is sponsor-based news. And, you know, one of the biggest promoters of the Russiagate story was Rachel Maddow, and the person of the Steele dossier, that primary source was just indicted. So that Russiagate conspiracy has also been disproven. And then Uranus at 13 Taurus retrograde from Halloween, October 31st until November 24th, 2021, is on the symbol 13 Taurus, a porter carrying a mountain of heavy baggage. And let's see here, Uranus can mean technology, outer space programs, unruly events, wild changes in the weather. And on an international level, and particularly national, we're seeing a lot of strikes. In fact, October was called Striketober, thinking about people working very, very hard, having a heavy, heavy load to carry. It can mean on a collective level, you know, just feeling very, very burdened and overwhelmed by that burden. And let me see here, just leafing through Linda's book here. And her keywords for this are self-reliance, owning other people's garbage, shouldering baggage and or weight, being weighed down, feeling responsible for everything, bad backs and posture, counseling people, taking on their emotions, strain and wear, bearing the family guilt, luggage, trolleys, looking for tips. And during this time, there's been a lot of striking. And actually, the North Node, over the last year has gone over in Gemini. There is a degree that's about strikers. It's actually about people going on strike. So I think that's interesting that news of the working class has been really, really covered in the latest news. And I'm not sure about the more cable corporate news, but I've been seeing a lot in things like Breaking Points or Democracy Now. Just seeing that there's just a massive wave of strikes going on in the country. And people are feeling kind of worn out and tired. And I would say, too, as on a collective level, really good time not to take on too much stuff. Uranus will be here until the end of the month, until the 24th, and then it'll come back though because it's retrograde, and so it's going to go into another degree, and then it'll come back at some point to this degree. So, just looking at pacing yourself, and a lot of us might feel a little bit like too burdened right now. So, I would say if you can, just do six things a day on your list. If you have a to-do list, don't pile it on. Make sure that you take some naps. I got the booster shot on Thursday, and I was able to work through the day. But by the end of the day, I was hurting. I didn't get a fever or anything, but the vaccines have actually just given me a lot of muscle pain. My back was killing me, and my arm really hurt. So I purposefully took the entire day off the following day, and I just laid in bed all day and watched Netflix. So that's going on. I'm actually thinking of speaking of Netflix. There have been the streaming platforms, a lot of talk about mistreatment of the people that are how they're making the films, like all of the people involved in filmmaking are have been going on strike, and they were able to reach an agreement and avoid going on strike. So that's something to consider. And then Saturn at 8 Aquarius from October 23rd until November 16th has been on and will be at 8 Aquarius, and that symbol is beautifully gowned wax figures on display. And Saturn can stand for the elderly minds, conservatism, reducing advantage of the house it falls in. And Saturn in this degree, I don't know. It reminds me of God, what is her name? The new Supreme Court Justice. I believe this is her sun symbol. I think I blocked her name out. And there's Amy Coney Barrett. That's actually the symbol of her son. And it's the idea of all style and no substance. Like she basically filled a seat, but she's not going to be really doing anything helpful. And there are some Supreme Court cases that are up for vote, that could really, really, be, unfortunate for people. And so Saturn at 8 Aquarius at October from October 23rd until November 16th. And I'm thinking about this on a personal level. I think it's a idea of looking beyond the surface and not being shallow. I had the experience with someone where they kept talking to me about things on a on the surface. Like they would talk to me about my body and how I could lose weight. I'm pretty skinny to be honest, and I like I'm Saturn ruled, so I've always been slim. But this person was kind of out Saturning me, and trying to get me to fast and become like a 90 pounds, and it's really weird. So just thinking about things on a surface, and he would talk about other people's bodies to me as well. It was kind of weird. I think there was a little bit of a dysphoria going on because they were also really obsessed with their own weight and their own thinness and their own appearance. But also seemed very, very had very low energy, like when push came to shove. So just like they would talk about their physical shape, but they weren't energetic. So and it seemed like their diet and their lifestyle was actually making them kind of weak. So thinking about that was how limiting being focused on your appearance can be, that we really do need to have more than that. And Linda's interpretation of this here is setting standards, superficial values on display, superficial beauty, or avatars of fashion, not showing true feelings, beauty salons, modeling, judging a book by its cover, no substance, pretty on the outside. And then the caution is putting on a false front, expecting to be noticed, acting wooden about something, not contributing anything of real value, beauty that has no voice, lack of depth and integrity, acting only for social acceptance, obsession with beauty and fashion. So it kind of goes in line with what I'm talking about here. So just the idea of things being on the surface and constantly talking about appearance and looks and nothing else. Ironically, during this time, I've also been going to the dentist and getting assessed for potentially getting braces again. So, I have been actually thinking about my appearance, but it also will help with things like sleeping better and with neck tension and so on. So anyway, that's maybe a more positive perspective on that. And then Jupiter at 23 Aquarius, from September 29th until November 7th, until tomorrow. Let me see here. Jupiter rules clergy, high courts, brings favor wherever it falls on the chart if well aspected. And the symbol that it's in, 23 Aquarius, is a big train bearer sitting and waving all of its paws. I don't know about that, but one of my friends, I think that's her ascendant, and she's extremely entertaining. And I know someone else who's got that, and also can be really, really fun and really like enjoyable type of symbol there. Just kind of thinking of a circus bear. I would also say with my friend, you don't really want to cross her because she can be pretty formidable too. But just like a really, really sweet and fun person most of the time. And that particular keyword is developing skills, performing rote responses, expecting others to perform, entertaining people, being theatrical, stomach rubs, big, tall, brute energies, sitting down or standing up, dancing, performances, arm waving, animals, training. The caution would be being able to recover one's feet, instinctive and creative performances for the crowd, fatuous need to be the center of attention, defying authority, vulnerable, working out against normal instincts or desires, flapping one's arm, sitting things out, making a big noise, but doing nothing, being cranky, ill-tempered, crazy behavior, not having a mind of one's own. Yeah, so that's Jupiter, and then it does move into 24 Aquarius on November 8th until November 19th. And that is the symbol for that is a man turning his back on his passions, teaches deep wisdom from his experience. And that's interesting. I'm trying to think about on a personal level with Jupiter, this could also be aligned with the North Node at 2 Gemini, filling Christmas stockings secretly, kind of going on retreat and doing acts of service for others. And it's only here for a short time from November 8th until November 19th. But kind of thinking about going within and going on retreat and maybe contemplating ways that we can share with others our experience in life and maybe not be so extroverted but become more internal and focusing on the yin aspect of life and how we can share with each other what we've learned. And so that's where the wisdom comes in this Sabian symbol reading. I like that Jupiter placement for this next week, starting in a couple of days. A man turning his back on his passion teaches deep wisdom from his experience. So what have you learned from your life? And and it might be a good idea to write down a list of things you're grateful for because it is November and we're heading into the month of we're heading into Thanksgiving, and so a good time to start turning within. So anyway, thanks so much for listening. And also, if you are curious about working with me, you can contact me at lisamyerson@gmail.com, or you can find me on the astrology Facebook group, Sabian Symbol Research Group, or my personal astrology page, Lisa Meyerson's Astrology Discussion Group. And in the meantime, I hope you have a wonderful week. Thank you.